And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
If the heavens and the earth are going to pass away, where will the people be? And while the question doesn't specify it, this question does refer to the things that happen at the end of time. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 35, it says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away." And that day certainly will come when heaven and earth pass. But in 2 Peter, chapter 3 and verse 7, we see that Peter gives us a little more information about that time when heaven and earth are going to pass away. It says that heaven and earth, which are now, are by the same word, this is the same word that created them, kept in store, reserved unto fire. In verse 10 of this same chapter, Peter goes on to say that the heavens and the earth will pass away with fervent heat. And in verse 13, he says Christians have something to look forward to, that there's a new heaven and a new earth. Now, this is a figurative reference to the fact that we'll be in heaven with God. We'll have a new dwelling place. It will be heaven above, where Jesus is the Son, and where we need no other source of light. So it won't be the world like we know it today, but rather, it will be a glorious place where there is no pain and no sorrow. We need to understand what God's Word teaches us about this so that we will know how to properly prepare for that day and for that time. Heaven and earth will pass away, but that should not concern us. Rather, it should comfort us if we are obedient to God, because we will know that we have a better place waiting for us. We have a home with God in heaven above, and no one will ever be able to take that away.